We've just finished our first full year marketing in digital-only media to our millennial audience. We're just getting absolutely rave reviews from that. The numbers are great. We are starting a dialogue with that target audience of millennials that are in the age of 25 to 34, a lot of them with small kids. And that's wonderful to see those numbers come out after. That was a pretty brave move to jump off the wagon of traditional print and radio to go to all digital. And it was obviously a financial decision, but it also is going to allow us to be very, very focused in reaching our target audience. And that's going to be the other good thing about it.
And while a few cattle producers comment they never hear or see any of this, Houston says, we are not the target audience. The millennials are.
And within just a few years, these millennials are going to be the largest segment of the buying population. So we have got to reach those people for the continuance of our industry and selling our product. But if you don't see it, you know, ask your grandson. He can show you some. But we're on Beef It's What's for Dinner website. We have recipe. There's thousands and thousands of searches for beef recipes on a daily basis. We may have banner ads. That's our quote-unquote advertising now. It may be a banner ad about beef that is on the side of that screen. So for a lot of us, we won't see as much of it. But like I said, ask someone in your family to show you some or to be on Twitter. We've got Beef It's What's for Dinner Twitter feeds, Facebook, all those things that you hear about. We're there, and we're making a difference. We've been told by our numbers for last year that consumers and millennials want to have a relationship. They don't want to just tell them something. They want it to be based on science, and they want to develop a relationship with you. They want to know how you stay up at night. That means something to them, that you've got a calf in the kitchen. It means something to them that you're slogging through the mud and it's 40 below zero. That shows them that you care about the product you raise, and that resonates with that consumer.
To learn more, just go to mybeefcheckoff.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.